We are about to start Simen Yud Gimel. In Simen Yud Beis, we discussed halachas of how tzitzis become pasul, if they tear, and exactly at which point we would allow them to be kosher. The basic sheetis we saw there was according to the first opinion in the Mechaber, and which is the Ikar Adin. As long as each of those four strings has a kedei aniva enough to go and do a slipknot around all of the strings, then that would still be kosher. So that if on one side of your tzitzis, if you were careful in the way you made them, so that each of them is half on one side and half on the other, if on one side all of the strings tore completely, and on the other side all of the strings have kedei aniva, the halacha is that your tzitzis are kosher. Whereas if it tore in a way that on one side you have less than a kedei aniva of one of the strings, and on the other side also less than kedei aniva of one of the strings, then it may be that one of your strings doesn't even have kedei aniva. The halacha there is that your tzitzis are pasul. We also had the opinion of Rabbi Natan that we're machmir for lachatchila, and that is that two of the four must be complete, so that if three strings tore, even if you're left with a kedei aniva in each of those three, the halacha would be that Rabbi Natan would say your tzitzis are pasul. Lachatchila, we are choshish for it, but we would not miss tefillah v'tzivur over it, and we would make a bracha over tzitzis that Rabbi Natan would hold here are pasul. Now the Mechaber goes into the case of tzitzis on Shabbos. What he's really discussing is, do you have to remove your talis when your tzitzis tear? It is an especially relevant question for Shabbos. The halachas may be different there, we'll see. But it would also include the halachas for during the week. We'll be covering Sifim Aleph and Beis. There are three Sifim in the Sim, and we'll do the first two. So the Mechaber begins. Till now we were talking about one of the strings tearing. What happens if an entire bundle of tzitzis, a whole set of tzitzis on one side, tears and it's gone? So the halacha is that it is pasul. You need all four tzitzis. So similarly, if one of them became pasul, say on one of your four corners, you're left with two strings on opposite sides, that completely tore, and you're not even left with kedei aniva. So the halacha is that one became pasul. The whole talis, all the tzitzis are pasul, and you're not allowed to wear them. What happens if you wore those tzitzis out in the street on Shabbos? If you're dealing with a reshus harabim d'oraisa, you were over on carrying. Now, why are you over on carrying? So I've brought this up before. Even though your tzitzis are attached to the beged, we would say that since they are pasul, they are not part of the beged. Yet, because they're tzitzis, they're chashiv, and they're not buckled to the beged, you would be considered therefore carrying them. And Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if they tear completely? In a way that you don't have a single string there that could be used, that could be reused for tzitzis in the future. There he says they're not even called tzitzis, and they're not chashiv enough to make you chayiv for carrying. So that the problem is, let's say one string tears completely. That means on two sides, two opposite sides, you have less than kedei aniva. The other three remaining strings, when you unravel them, could be used to make tzitzis again. Here, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, would say what he wrote, that you're chaya for carrying the Rishus HaRabim. Not so if they tear completely in a way that none of those strings can be used for tzitzis anymore. There the halacha would be that you are not chayiv for carrying. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that not only is it that if they tore it's pasul, the same would happen if someone puts tzitzis on a beged that is pater from tzitzis because it is sewn up. Say that you have a beged where you sewed up the sides and you don't have a robe that is open. Your regular talis cotton, and you went and underneath the place for your arms, underneath the armholes, you went and sewed up, and then if you look at the entire beged from bottom to top, you will find that rov of it is sewn up, and the slit that you're left with is a miut. It is pater from tzitzis. If you put tzitzis on it, the halacha is that if you carry that out in the street on Shabbos, you're chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Another case, he says, you put the tzitzis in the wrong place. The hole for your tzitzis was either too close to the end or too far. Remember, it could not be closer than from the knuckle to the nail, and it should not be further than your pinky and the two adjacent fingers. Unless it was in the right place at the time you put it, and then it only tore later, whether it frayed or the hole got bigger. So in a case where it was actually pasul, you put it in the wrong place to begin with, there, if you wear it outside on Shabbos, you're considered carrying you're considered carrying a maso, you're considered carrying something that is not bottled to the beged and is not a malbush. Similarly, if the beged is too small, and this is something we'll learn later, if the beged does not have a shear that we could call it a beged for tzitzis, the halacha there too is that if you wear that on Shabbos, then you're considered carrying. And needless to say, if you made a bracha on tzitzis that are pasul, that was a bracha levatola. But if you wore it out in the street and a rishus harabim on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're considered carrying your chayiv. If it was b'shoga, your chayiv chatas. The second sif, sif beis, im hi mitzuyetzes kahalacha, a beged with tzitzis on it, mutter lotzis bol rishus harabim. You're allowed to go and wear it in rishus harabim, whether it be a talus katan or a talus gadol. Why is that? Why don't we say, as in the case of tzitzis that are pasul, why don't we say they're too chashiv to be bottled to your beged, and we don't call them clothing? So you're carrying. The answer is, kosher tzitzis are a noy for the beged. Kosher tzitzis are considered a decoration on your beged, and therefore it is bottled to your beged. So tzitzis that are kosher, although they're chashiv, are bottled to your beged because they're serving it. Pasul tzitzis are too chashiv to be bottled, and they're not serving your beged. Unless they're so puzzled that there's just no hope of ever reusing them, in which case they're not even chashiv enough not to be bottled to your beged. So the halacha is kosher tzitzis you can wear, and they point out even bizman hazeh, the machaber says, even bizman hazeh, meaning where we do not have tcheles, nevertheless, these are kosher mid'araisa, and you're yotza the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore you're allowed to wear, we are allowed to wear tzitzis in the street. The Ramah says that it should not be sitting on your shoulders. That means if you're not wearing it, it's just sitting on your shoulders, then that's not considered wearing your tzitzis. That's not considered wearing your talus. You have to wear it in the regular way. La halacha we hold that as long as it covers most of your body, it doesn't make a difference how you got it to, whether it's vertical, horizontal, wrapped around, if most of your body is covered, you are not considered carrying on Shabbos. It is considered wearing the beged. And you're allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. There's one interesting case. We said that if you have a slit in your tzitzis that goes exactly halfway up, it is not rubo pasuach and not rubo sasum. So it's a suffix if it's chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore you put tzitzis on it, but without a bracha. How about wearing it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wear that on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to wear that in the street on Shabbos. Now, even though misafik, you're required to put tzitzis on it. Nevertheless, since it's only misafik, we don't know if this really is a decoration to the beged, or is this just something that you're carrying along. So even though the halacha requires you to put tzitzis on it, since we do not know whether or not it's chayiv, the halacha is that we do not call this a vadai decoration. We call it a suffix, and you couldn't wear it in a rishus harabim. Then the Ramah goes on, and he says, "Umukmina l'talas aches kase." You can assume that your tzitzis are still kosher, and they did not get torn. So the Achronim say that's referring to if you checked your tzitzis at the time you put them on in the morning, then you're allowed to continue wearing them, and you could even walk into a Rosh Hashanah, assuming that nothing happened to them later. But if you never checked them in the first place, then they do not have a cheskes kashrus. Now, not only that, but since we're discussing Shabbos, from here we could deduce that also on Shabbos there's a chiv of checking them. The reason you check them on Shabbos, well, during the week we're checking them to make sure that you're wearing a beged that is really chayiv betzitzis, and you want to make sure that you're not making a bracha levatola. Now, with regard to Shabbos, as far as knowing that the beged is kosher, knowing that the beged of Dalet Kamfes has kosher tzitzis on it, we are soon going to learn that on Shabbos, there's no Isser Doraisa of wearing a beged of Dalet Kamfes without tzitzis, since you couldn't possibly have put the tzitzis on them on Shabbos anyway. The Torah couldn't hold you responsible for not having had put tzitzis, when it's the same Torah that tells you not to tie them. Therefore, on Shabbos, the concern that you're wearing a beged of Dalet Kamfes without tzitzis is not the same as during the week. However, there's an added concern that you may be carrying the tzitzis in the street. So on Shabbos, we either have to check to make sure you're not carrying, or we have to check because you're making a bracha, and we do not want it to be a bracha levatola. So the halacha is therefore that we check our tzitzis even on Shabbos before wearing them. But once we check them, we can assume that they remain kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says that the right way to go about it is that you always check your tzitzis before Shabbos, before you put them away. It means on Friday, when you're putting your tzitzis away, say your talis, you're putting it away, or Motzai Shabbos of the week before, it's a Shabbos talis, check it then put it away. And this way, when you put it on again on Shabbos, you will not have to go to the trouble of having to check to see that your tzitzis are still kosher.